Fair.
So this is the last. This is the 10th and final shiur for the semester. Nine overall. I think we spent more than enough time. I don't know. Could you ever spend enough time on ASHRAE? But I think we spent, 9 weeks on ASHRAE is a long time. Hopefully we walk away with a little bit of a greater appreciation. But we're going to really discuss the last pasuk and really discuss the last word. Because really, the last word of ASHRAE is a very difficult, confusing word. And that is the word Hallelujah or Hallelujah in its form by saying Shem Hashem. And it's really a bridge to the rest of Sukkah Zimra of the Hallelujahs. So we're going to talk about the last pasuk. We're going to talk about the word, that word, which is so popular. It made its way into, pop culture, songs by Leonard Cohen and things like that. So let's see what the Torah has to say about the word and what Chazal has to highlight at the end of this very important parak of Tehillim. In Tehillim, so Tehillah David concludes, V'yivarech Shem Kodesho li'olam va'ed. That's the end of Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. But in the Siddur, we add the pasuk of V'anachnu nivarech ka mi'ata v'ad olam hallelujah. Okay, that's how we add. If you look up Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, that line isn't there. That's taken from somewhere else. And this comes from the mizmorim that we say, in Hallel. The reason is that we want to connect Ashrei to the mizmorim of the Hallelujahs that we're going to continue to say afterwards. And this is kind of like the beginning of the chain. The beginning of the chain is the end of Ashrei. Let's look at the Tur. The Tur writes in Orach Chaim and Siman Nun Aleph. The Achrav Nagul Lomar, we have a custom to say V'anachna Varach Yah, the Kosev of Amram, the Shulshule Haluka Basra Haluka, because we want to make a chain from the end of Ashrei to the Halukas, to Kulu Parshios Ad Kol Neshama Tehaliyah, Bisinu Sof Pirka Hallelujah, because really it's all leading up to the end of the fifth and final one. Veresh Pirka Hallelujah, the Hallelujah Debasra Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Veresh Pirka Hu, Mishum Hachi Masifan Venach Nevarach Yah. Meaning we want that Ashrei is Tehillim 145, and then the Halukas are 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, and we want to link them together. So we add a pasuk that ends with the word Hallelujah, so it can go in to the next prakim. The Beis Yosef on the tour brings the kolba, and he cites a different reason from the Bala Eshkol. He says, "V'kasav harav b'shem Maran Halevi, shatam shnagul lomar pasuk zeh." Why do we add the pasuk of Yanachnu Baruch Yom Yatav Yad Olam Hallelujah? V'pishu Amru Chazal, because Chazal say, "Kol over til l'David b'chayom, muvtach lo shu ben olam ham." Because as we know, anything about Ashrei is that whoever says it every single day is promised to be a Ben Olam Haba. After we've said, fine, so we said, good. Hashem, we said Tehillah with David, we said this magical piece of Tehillim that's going to get us into Olam Haba. So he says, on Omer, we say, meaning we, Kolomer, Shemizka Omer le Olam Haba. Meaning that's what we're saying. Hashem, we did it. So now, V'anachnu Nevarachim Mi'atav Yad Olam. So now we should go to Olam Haba, right? We said Ashrei. We learned the messages of Ashrei. We understand what Ashrei is all about. So now that we did it, we are Mi'atavi Ad Olam. Here and into the next world, we'll be able to merit because we said and we learned about the lessons of Ashrei. I think that's a very nice ending as well. So that's why it's there. Pretty straightforward. Now let's talk about that last word on its own. The Radak also understands that Ashrei and the Pirkei Hallelujah are connected. Let's look at two comments of the Radak. This is the Radak at the beginning of Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. He says, "Ela Shisha Mizmorim Ad Sof HaSefer Him Kulam Tehilos Ael Yisbarach Hashem Chol." These six are all praises for Hashem. "V'ficha Chachal Behem B'Tehila Umashim B'Tehila Ugodal Tehila." We say Tehila, Tehila, Tehila over and over again because it's all about praising. "The Zeha Mizmor Tehila Sapasuk Harishon Tehila V'Tehila Sapasuk Achron Tehila." It begins with the word Tehila, right? Tehila David. And it ends, Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. The Chamisha Mizmor Mahaluya Barosh V'Sof HaKol Goral Tehila. It's all coming off of the praising of Hashem. It's all an extension of that. And if you look at the Radak, in the end of Perek Ayin Beis, what's Perek Ayin Beis in Tehillim? It's the end of one of the books. You know that Tehillim is divided into five Sfarim. I think it's the end probably of Sefer Shlishi of Tehillim. So the Radak says, V'lo Sidru HaMesadim She'ezeh HaSefer HaAcharon. Really, Tehillim should end with hallelujahs. It's designed to end with praising Hashem. That's how Tehillim should end off. And these will be the mizmorim, these will be the songs that we will say when we return from Galus. These halukas, these preparatil, will be the songs that will be sung when we come back from Galus. So let's ask a question about this stuff. The Beis Yosef that we just quoted in Siman Nun Aleph, where Yosef Karo, and he quotes the Eshkol, he has a question. And he says, "V'ani hakosev matzasi she'en lahosif pasuk v'anachnu recha." He says, "Honestly," says the Eshkol, "I think we shouldn't add the pasuk of v'anachnu recha yom yitzal yalom halu. I think it's wrong to add it. Why? But those who be'ad hamosiv and oso, and those who say it are mistaken." Now, I think we don't pass on like this opinion. I'm not saying that tomorrow morning you should now cross out from your sin. That's not what we're saying here. But we're going to explain what his reasoning is. He says, "Chada." First of all, David didn't say it. So why are we saying things and making it seem like David said this here when in fact he didn't? The Gemara in Brachos says, "Kol parsha shehaisa chaviva al David pasach ba'asher v'sayim ba'asher." Every parak of Tehillim that's beloved by David begins with the word Asher and ends with the word Asher. Afkan ani yichol lomar shepasach tilal David v'sayim tilal Hashem darapi. Meaning, it doesn't mean specifically the word Asher. But any parak of Tehillim that begins and ends with the same word is considered like an extra special parak. So says the Sefer Eshkol, obviously, Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei is very special because it begins Tehillah David and it ends Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi. So why would you go and ruin that special aspect? Why would you go and ruin that special aspect of this beautiful parak of Tehillim by coming and adding another pasuk that doesn't belong there? Why would you do such a thing? You're kind of undermining the whole beauty of it. That's reason number two. Reason number three, it's wrong, is Ein Roy L'Sayim B'Halluya. It's wrong to end with the word Halluya. L'Fisha Chamisha Mizmarim Simuchim Acharav V'Poschim B'Halluya V'Chosim Halluya. Those special Tehillims begin and end with a Halluya. V'im Asara Pamim Halluya. It's 10 times, right? 5 times 2 is 10, right? It's 10 times Halluya. K'neged Asara Hilulim Shamru David B'Sefer Tehillim. Corresponding to the 10 types of words of praise Hashem uses in Tehillim. And they are Mitsuach, Nigun, Shir, and goes on to list them. The Misaim Tilal David Bahaluya Hin Yoser. That's going to be 11. It's not 10. You're going to ruin the whole balance of 10. So it says in Sefer Eshkol, I think it's wrong. I think it's incorrect. We shouldn't do it. Whoever did that made a mistake. So what do we see? First of all, what do we see, by the way? The addition of the Anachnu Rechya is not from the Gemara. It's post Gemara, but before the Sefer Eshkol. So it must have occurred at some point in the days of the Gaonim. It was added. And the Sefer Eshkol says it's 100% incorrect. Now, how would I answer the Eshkol? I'm not here to argue on one of the Gedolim Rishonim. But what we could say for the Eshkol is that it contains all general praises of Hashem, and therefore it's different. It's not different than the Seder Hallelujahs. It's like it, because what do the Hallelujahs do? They're all about what? Praising Hashem. So certainly it's just more praising Hashem. So more Hallelujahs. It's great. What's wrong with it? So I think perhaps that's a way to answer it. And it's really just, it's a psicha. It's an entrance. Ashrei is an entrance, is opening into the rest of Hallelujahs. And therefore, perhaps it makes sense. Again, Sefer Eshkol disagrees. The Minhag is not like that. And we definitely should say it tomorrow morning. Don't skip it tomorrow morning. But that's the issue that's raised over here. Okay. Let's learn about this very special word. And what is it? What does it mean? Why do we use it? What's the connotation when we use the word Hallelujah in our tefillos? And what are we trying to get across? Okay. Ready? The Gemara in Sachem Akuf Yud Zayin speaks about the word Hallelujah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Hallelujah Sof Pirka. He says that Hallelujah is the end of a final verse in many Pesukim of Tehillim, indicate that it's the end of a parak. Whenever you have the word Hallelujah, it means that a section is coming to a close. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Hallelujah Resh Pirka. No. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, no. Hallelujah marks the start of a new parak, the beginning of the next chapters of Tehillim. Amar of Chisra, Chisra said, Chazinu lehu l'sile deve rav, chanin bar rav, dechsiv behu haluya, be'em sepirka, ama misapka le. So he said, I once saw a book of Tehillim that was in the Beis Medrash of chanin bar rav, and it was written the word haluya in the middle of a parak, meaning in between prakim, not at the start of one parak or at the end. So Rav chanin bar rav, he was uncertain. Apparently, the person who wrote this book of Tehillim, their copy of Tehillim, so you know what it looks like? It said it got to the end of the parak, and the word Hallelujah was like in between. It was like another, it was like there was chapter one, then the word Hallelujah, and then chapter two. So even the person who wrote that particular volume of Tehillim was unsure, is Hallelujah at the end of the parak or is introducing the parak? Where does it go? So the Gemara is unclear. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. So Rav Chanan bar Rava says, Hakol Modim b'sihilas Hashem yedaber pi, v'yivarach kabas Hashem kodshul lamoed, Hallelujah basrei reish birka. Everyone agrees that on the last pasuk in Ashrei, that the Hallelujah that follows, right? So the opening words of the following parak, it's the start of the next parak and not the conclusion. So the Gemara is clear. Really, Hallelujah begins Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav 146, and it does not end Tehillim Kuf Mem Hey, our parak of Ashrei. So the there's a sefer called Alei Tamar. Alei Tamar is contemporary Talmud Chacham, who wrote a commentary on Talmud Yerushalmi. So he gives a reason why we add the Anachnu Barachiyah at the end of this. And I didn't bring it, I don't think I brought it for you over here, but I'm going to read what he says. He says, V'ulei divrei beisesu ha'yevshar lomar d'afta Rav Chanan bar Rava amr ha'kol modim tilas Hashem ha'aluyah b'dabasrei reish pirka. He says, obviously, the reason why we had the custom to add the line of V'anachnu Barachiyah me'etav yadolam ha'aluyah is because of this opinion, this suffix, that maybe tilas Hashem yadavar pi should have its own ending of the word Hallelujah. So what did we do? We grabbed a pasuk from somewhere else in Tehillim and we cut and pasted over to over here so that Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi would also have an ending with the word Hallelujah. So it would then connect to the other parak as well. So that's why we put it there as well. Okay. From the Rishonim, it appears that the word Hallelujah comes to show that the Mizmor is entirely one of Hallel, right? It's all about praise. That is what we said before. It's all about praise when you use the word Hallelujah. And this is what the Perish of Rashi says in Divrei Hayamim, that the word Lahodos is for Mizmorim of Hodu, Hallel is for Mizmorim of Hallelujah, the Medrash Haggadah, in the Medrash Haggadah is the Haggadah attributed to the Malbim. You will find in stores, and you may have this Haggadah in your own house, the Haggadah of the Malbim. The problem is, we don't actually know if the Malbim wrote this Haggadah. We're not entirely sure. It's in the style of the Malbim. It does Malbim-esque things to the text of the Haggadah, but it's not clear if the Malbim actually wrote it. Nevertheless, at the end of the, we know that Hallel HaSeder is divided into two, right? So the first part of Hallel, where the word appears, so the Malbim says the following thing. The author of this Haggadah, who might be copying the Malbim, says that the word Hallelujah serves the same purpose as the words of Mizmor or Michtam, which come at the beginning of a parak, to describe the nature of that parak of Tehillim. Hallelujah comes at the beginning of Tehillim, which expresses general praise and might. That's what it means. If you want to talk about how Hashem is praiseworthy and mighty, you use the word Hallelujah when davening. In contrast to the word Mizmor, which comes to talk about for specific things that Hashem does. When we want to talk about general things Hashem does, we use this particular word. And he says that it's a contraction of two things, Hallelujah to praise and Ka, Yud Hey Hashem. The Gemara Sachem calls this the single greatest statement of praise to Hashem because it's a praise and it's also Hashem's name. It's like all wrapped up into one burrito. It's Ka Hashem and Hallel altogether. It's the greatest name, it's the greatest type of praise you can use with Hashem. So the use of Hallelujah in Tehillim is found essentially in three areas. You won't find it scattered everywhere. There's only three sections of Tehillim where we find this. We use it, we think it's all over the place, but it's really not. It just happens to be the three most popular sections of Tehillim that we say, so we think that the word appears everywhere. The first place that it appears is in Hallel of Davening, Hallel of Yontif. You have the word, you have that expression all over the place. The second place that it appears is in Tilim Perak Kuf Lamed Ches, which is the Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem, of the Hashem, Shom Beis Hashem, which we say over the course of Shabbos. And the last one is the Halukas. It happens to be these are the three most widely recited chapters of Tilim. So we think that the word Hallelujah appears everywhere and all the time. That's not true. It's only limited to those particular sections. Now, is it one word or is it two? Is the word hey lamed lamed vav space yud hey, or is it one word together? This is a point of discussion. So the Gemara Misachim continues. Look at the Gemara Misachim there in Kuf Yud Zayin. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rebbe, Yochanan. Hallelujah, and the word V'chisei, and the word Yedidja are Echasein. Those are individual three words, and they are not an amalgamation of two smaller things. Okay? It's one word. But Rav Amar, Rav says that the word Kasya and Merchavya are Echas. They are one word. Okay? But Anani B'merchavya, according to Rav, is one word. It's not Merchav and Yud-Hei, Hashem's name. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, listen to this. Rabba says, Merchavya, Belvad. No, Merchavya is only one word. Okay, so we have a question. Yibailahu, Hallelujah l'Rav, my. According to Rav, what's the status of this word Hallelujah in davening? Tashma, come and learn. Dama Rav, Chazena tele debe chaviva dekasu behu Hallelu u'b'chadgisa v'ka b'chadgisa. Another book of Tehillim. I saw a book of Tehillim in the Beis Medrash of my uncle, Rabbi Chia, where the word Hallelujah was written on one side, and at the end of the line was the word Yud-Hei, Ka Hashem's name, at the beginning of the next line, which indicates what? That the word Hallelujah is, in fact, two words. It is not one. Okay. Upliga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This opinion argues with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Da'ama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, my Hallelujah, what does it mean? Halleluhu behilulim harbe. No, we've been translating it wrong. Hallelujah means many praises. That's what it means. It's not Hashem's name. Hallelujah means many praises. Yeah.
Is that not the same as like our name?
Correct.
So our name.
Good. So the first opinion will say yes. The first opinion will say that essentially it's two things in one. That's what it's like. A person's name is Eliyahu, or a person's name is Yedidja, things like that. So yeah, so then it's really one all wrapped together. That's how you'll find sometimes people will put like a dash, they'll separate things like that. That is assuming that you think that it's actually Hashem's name there. The person doesn't technically have to do that or be so careful. But here, the other opinion of the Gemara says, no. The word Hallelujah means multiple Hallels. It's just the plural of Hallel. The plural of Hallel is Hallelujah. That's what it is. It's not Hashem's name at all. Okay? That's the machlokus over here. So what do we see over here? Upliga didei adidei. So this seems to be a stira contradiction to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Da'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ba'asara mamaru shel shevach ne'amar sefer Tehillim. There are 10 expressions of praise in Tehillim. What are they? Nitzoch, Nigun, Maskil, Mizmor, Shir, Ashrei, Tehillah, Tefillah, Hodah, and Hallelujah. Okay, those are the 10 types of praise in Tehillah. Then it says, Gadol Mikulan, what is the greatest expression of praise in Tehillah? Hallelujah. Shekolel, Shem, the Shevach, Bevasechus. Why? Because it contains praise and the name of Hashem all at once. But you just told me, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's not holy name. It just means many praises, right? Okay, our job here is not to figure out the Sinner Rabbi Shimon Levi, but that's the idea over here, that if the greatness of the word Hallelujah is that it's shame of its name of Hashem and praise. Or, on the other hand, it just means many praises. It's the plural of Hallel. Yushalmi brings the same machlokas. Look here in the Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash Tehillim writes, Hallelujah v'lama lo amar halu ha. Right? Why isn't the word... Why do we say, let's agree for a second, that the word Hallelujah is Hallelu and Ka Yud Hey, Hashem's name. So the Medrash says, well, why isn't it like Hallelu Hey, like Hey for Hashem? Are there other words when in the full you add Yud Hey to the end? No, I don't think that there's no other words that I know like that. It just happens to be the way the Gemara understands it. I'm not sure. You have to ask a Baal Dikta who knows more about these things. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Ein ha'olam hazeh kedai lahalal b'chol Hashem el b'chetzo sh'namar kol neshama ta'alka l'kach ne'amar hallelujah. He says, we live in this world. This world is an incomplete world. And therefore, Hashem's name is, what's Hashem's full name? Yud-Hei, Vav-Hei, right? So we want to show that the world is incomplete. It's an incomplete world. It's a world that's lacking. We don't live at the time of where everything is complete. And therefore, it's halal. Hallelujah, only a partial name of Hashem. And that's why the word is not Hey Lamed Lamed Vav Yud Hey Vav Hey. I don't even know how you would pronounce that. I'm not going to try to. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It says Ein Olam Hazeh. Maybe it means not Olam Hazeh versus Mashiach. Maybe it means Olam Hazeh versus Olam Habah. Maybe the Malachim have a different word. I'm not sure. But it means it represents the incompleteness of this world by only having Yud Hey Ka and not Yud Hey Vav. Okay, that explains that. The second statement of Rabbi Yeshua that it's Kol El Shem B'Shevach V'Vasechas, that it's two things together, have two meanings at the same time. There are two words within Hallelujah, but they're pronounced together. The godless, the greatness of this praise is that it contains Shem Hashem. The contradiction is only about the meaning, but it's clear to everyone that it's pronounced as one word. Now, this will have nafkaminas in the whether a person's writing names in halacha, geta, ksuba, things like that. But that's not our discussion right now. Now, to be clear, our purpose is not only to focus on this word. I'm not here tonight just to give you a dictative lesson on the word hallelujah. That's not the point here. What I want to understand for the remaining time is that the nature of these mizmorim are actually all about this word. The nature of Ashrei, the nature of the next five prakim tilim, which we're not obviously going to get to right now, are all about this word. And allow us to appreciate this mizmorim better. Let's look at another gemara, shall we? I think you have next gemara in Brachos and Daf Tes, right? Everyone has that gemara there? The gemara in Brachos, Daf Tes, and the base. Dama Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Mea B'Shalosh Parshios Amar David. David got to 103 chapters of Tehillim, below Amar Hallelujah, and he did not say the word Hallelujah, right? It took him 103 chapters till he said the word Hallelujah, Ad Sherav Ben Mafaltan Shal Rishayim, until he saw the downfall of the wicked. And only then could he really say the word Hallelujah with a full heart. Shenamar, Yitamu Chatai Min Haaretz, Rishayim Od Einam, Barchi Nafsi Es Hashem, Hallelujah. Okay? He had to wait for that time in order to say it. So the idea being that Hallelujah means a complete expression of Hashem. It's praising the greatness of Hashem only when there's Shlemus in the world. When those evil people are punished, you can fully give the fullest praise. Now, I understand it doesn't fit with that, with what the Medrash said, because Ka, Yud-Hei, is half Hashem's name. Okay, that's fine. Machlok is in the Drashim, not the end of the world. But that's what it means. Hallelujah is an expression used to show Hashem's dominance and complete control over the world. Look at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayishlach, okay? The Zohar says, Ta, Fuzzy, come and learn, come and see. Hallelujah. B'chol inon shirin utishpachan, to Kamar David. In all of the Shiros and Tishbachos that David HaMelech said, Hataninan Dele'ela Mikulan Hu Hallelujah. The greatest of all of them is the word Hallelujah. Vo Kimuha, my time of begin, Dechil Shema V'Shivcha B'chad. Why? Because it contains the name of Hashem and praise all at the same time. It's a very special type of praise of Hashem. The Chsam Sofer, listen to the Chsam Sofer. You ready for this? How says the Chsam Sofer, how do I see that it contains not just the shame of Hashem, but all the shemas of Hashem? So look at the word Hallelujah in front of you. Look at the word, how it's spelled. So the Chsam Sofer writes this in his Chedushim on the Gemara there, Amsachim Kup Yud Zayin, which we've been quoting from. Listen to this. The Chsam Sofer says that the word Hallelujah contains the four major shemas of Hashem. Why is that? It contains the name Ekia, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, that Moshe Rabbeinu used. It contains Havaya, Hey Vav Yud Hey. It contains Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and it contains Elokim. How is that the case? Because half of the word is Hala, all right, which is Gematria 65, which is the Gematria of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. So it contains Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud in the first part of it. The second half of the word Hallelujah is Vav, Yud, Hey, right? Hallel, and then Vav, Yud, Hey. Vav, Yud, Hey is Gematria 21, which is Gematria Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. Which is the name Moshe Rabbeinu uses. All the letters together, gematria of the word Hallelujah is 86, which is gematria Elokim. And the letters Havaya are written in the words Hallelujah itself. And therefore, it makes sense when the Zohar and the Gemara says, Deklil Shmei V'Shach B'Chaza, that the word Hallelujah contains praise and the names of Hashem. It literally contains, says the Chsam Sofer, all of the names of Hashem in Gematria, in Osios, in all different permutations. The word, the Shevach of the word Hallelujah contains all of the Shemas of Hashem. And that's what gives it its power as this most beautiful praise and expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Good? Let's end with one idea. Okay? We'll end with one more idea. This is how the Maharal, in his writings, used this word. The Maharal in the Gevuras Hashem. What's the Gevuras Hashem? The Gevuras Hashem is the Maharal Prague's work on Pesach. And what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, what Pesach represents, towards the end, it becomes a Pirush on the Haggadah. Okay? So in Perek Samech Aleph, he writes as follows. Ubishvil kaf gadol mikulam, right? The Gemara says what? That hallelujah is the greatest praise expression you can have of Hashem. Ki mitzad shehu kolel sha'asa imanu tovos b'shinu ha'tzava. Says the Maharal, the word hallelujah is used when we talk about Hashem changing nature. B'shinui min hagu sha'olam, and changing the nature of the world. When miracles are done, that's when we use that expression. Ve'ilu tovos, the efshar, la'asosam, shum malach oshar nivra. When we're talking about things that no malach, no person could have done for us, it only is the Yad Hashem, is when we use the expression hallelujah. Raku yuspara. Ulefichach hahilul hazeh ulishmo davka. That's why, listen to the beauty of the Maharal here. That's why it's hallelujah. Hashem, I'm praising only you. It's only a praise that can be associated with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you did something that no other person can do. And therefore, that's why it's only associated with Hashem. Do you understand what the Maharal is saying? It's hallelujah, because only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only associated with supernatural, miracles, things above and beyond us, things that come out of nowhere, and Hashem swoops in and saves the day. That's when we use the expression hallelujah, because only Hashem could be praised for such a thing. And then he says, Sukim de Zimra Shemesai Maskel Hallelujah. So what's with Sukim de Zimra? He says that we're using this again and again in Sukim de Zimra. De Gam Hapulos Asher Ne'amru Shem Mesiachasim L'Shem. I put Nukudos in here because this is from Rabbi Hartman's edition of Maharal. He puts Nukudos in there. Or else the following sentence would be incredibly difficult. Because is he saying the word shame or sham? So let's read it carefully. He says, "Degam hapulos asher namru sham." All of the descriptions of Hashem that we find in the Halukas, misyachasim l'shem, they have to do with that name of Hashem, velo elzulas, or not to anybody else. Ulefichach sham over there, gam kimhu kolel shame v'shvach. Therefore, over there in the Halukas, we use this because in the five Halukas, we are talking about things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. We are praising Hashem that he is unique in the way he runs the world, that the sun rises and that it snows and all types of things that go on that we talk about in the Halukas are only things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. Unique to Hashem and no other malach, no other person, no other being. Halukah, only Hashem gets these praises. That this praise is meyuchad, it's special for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of these mizmorim, which we are not going to learn about in this semester because this is the last class. But the purpose of the Halukas and really Ashrei leading into the Halukas is to highlight that through the wondrous actions of Hashem and the reality of Hashem in this world, we become filled with emotion over the Kedusha, the beauty, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, the Maharal writes in the Nesivas Olam. Look what he says here. The Nesivas Olam is like an encyclopedic index about like Inyani Hashkafa, according to the Maharal. So he writes in the Nesiv HaVoda, Shar hashvachim einam arim al amsisaso yuspara. All other words that we use to describe Hashem don't speak to Hashem's essence. Aval hashavach haniskar b'haluya. But the shavach of haluya, mor al emsas atzmi yuspara. It's his true essence when we use that expression. And then he says, this is why, this goes back to what we said in the very beginning of our Shiram Sukkot Zimra. The Gemara says, halavai, I should be with those who are gomrim Hallel before Yom. Halavai, that we should be people who are Gomer Hallel, who say Hallel every single day. So what does that mean, says the Maharal? Sheyesh Adam LaHallel, said Kadosh Baruch Hu, Behilo Shalem B'chol Yom. We should completely praise Hashem every single day. V'zalashon v'gomrei Hallel, v'hainu Hilol HaShalem. A complete praising of Hashem. L'fichach, Amar Yehei Chelki, v'gomrei Hallel B'chol Yom, Shehahallel Hazeh. These Hallelukas that we say, Hillel Shalem Shinosin Adam al Hashem Yisparach Hillel Shalem Mitzad Hapulos Shem Musudarim Beamsiso Shavach Lazeh Mora al Emsas Hashem Yisparach. Because we are praising Hashem in the things that only He can do. That, if we've not said enough time, we'll say it again. the expression Halleluka is praising Hashem in the ways that only He can do things. Right? Okay. Your mother can go to the store and she can get delicious food for Shabbos. Hashem can also drive to the store and make delicious food for Shabbos. But we're not going to praise Hashem for that. We're going to praise Hashem for things that are in His realm and that nobody else can do. And that's the meaning of the word Halleluka, that it's only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody else. The Rav Hirsch happens to say this similarly. Look at Rav Hirsch. This is from Rav Hirsch's parish in Az Yashir. So he says as follows, in Hallelujah, this name of God is joined in one conception to the song of praise for God's deeds. Underlying this form of expression is this very same idea. The inspiration in the song of praise for God's deeds is itself a work of God. This may also be the meaning of Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement, Gadol mikulan, Hallelujah mikol shem shavach u'basach. So it speaks to the essence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really how Ashrei ends off. Ashrei ends off giving us a perspective and sending us off into the next section of Sugya Zimra. Ashrei ends with the word Halleluka because it wants you to know that this is an expression that we ascribe only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the next five chapters you're going to say are about that one thing and one thing only. The things that make HaKadosh Baruch Hu unique, His power in the world, that Hashem controls in His essence, and it's only Halleluka, only that Hashem can be praised over there. Okay, so Ad Kan. These are the 9 Shirim on Ashrei. I hope they were helpful for everybody in their own davening, in their own appreciation of this Perek HaTehillim. And the Be'ezras Hashem, hopefully continue at another time. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.